Barracuda.com.
Quitting my day job or my night job.
I wouldn't if I were you.
Yeah, thank you.
I've heard you sing.
Thank you. Oh, solo mio. I could not sing this, I don't think. Maybe if I, maybe I have to be a mop top. That's what they used to call it. When I hear this kind of singing, it's... Yeah, exactly. They referred to the Beatles as mop tops.
Up-tempo pop
moving,
stuff.
But moving their heads around the way they did. A lot of performers have been hurt on stages. Remember what happened to Jackie Wilson, but there was another. Didn't we have somebody recently?
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett
walked
fell
off the stage in Australia. He didn't, because the lights were shining in his eyes, couldn't see the end of the stage, and just walked right off. And then he beat his head on a gate when he fell down.
Not neat.
But he'll be okay, which is good news for Roberto and I, who will see him at Jazz Fest in a few months.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program from the capital of the United States of America, Washington, D.C., Doug's program originating actually from the studios at Radio America after Richie and I spent 5.5 hours or whatever it was trying to get from. I was supposed to, Richie was going to bring me downtown over to the hotel where the events are taking place today. I'm involved in and have been involved in this, the Families USA overview of what's happening in healthcare and their annual convention next couple of days at the Capitol Hill Hyatt. So I was supposed to go over there, do the program from there this morning and bring in some of the stuff. We're still meeting the people who are there. It's just not as handy for anybody to get around because of what happened weather-wise here in Washington and the whole Northeast. From the Mason-Dixon line north, it has been a pretty rough weather-wise winter, or winter weather-wise. If I want to put my misplaced modifier in the correct position, that's what it just seems that the Farmer's Almanac that I used to place a lot of trust in, yeah, I'm crestfallen because it's wrong. It's been wrong. It's been the last 3 years it's been wrong.
Huh.
So what we, after a cold, horrible December, going to be a nice, warm January. Yeah.
Yeah,
where?
Right.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's been perfect. Really
yeah.
warm.
And great. So anyway, here in the studio to celebrate lots of things that are important. I'll tell you one thing I like to celebrate. The folks at Vroom, Vroom, Vroom really have this thing knocked. I have talked about them before because I deal with them. Whenever I'm going somewhere, I get a car through Vroom, Vroom, Vroom. And if you haven't heard me talk about how it works, I just did it. The reason it's on my mind is because I just used it again.
And the minute and a half you've been sitting here.
Done. All right, here's what I... Well, the other... I forgot about both the car...
We were both in the bathroom 3 minutes ago. You came back and booked a rental car.
Right, exactly. I forgot earlier this week that I needed a car tonight and tomorrow in Orlando. So I did that the other day. And then now, hello, duh... When I fly back up on Friday night to Boston, I need a car to get around because my pickup truck is in the shop. So I just went to Vroom, Vroom, Vroom. I put in all the things that I need, and this is how this works. You go online, you put in vroomvroomvroom.com, you get to their website, and then they'll ask you to tell them where you're going. Like I put in Boston Logan, and then they check the pickup. That's where I'm going to drop it off where I pick it up. And then they give you in 14 seconds all the cars from all the companies that are available. You choose one, click on it, and the information, because I do so much with them, my information is in the system. It's all there. Richie's right. In a minute and a half, done. And for me, if I can do it in a minute and a half on the computer, you can do it
in
a minute and a half. And you'll get the best prices guaranteed. This is a software approach. It started in Australia, spread to the United Kingdom, and now it's over here, and people love it. Vroom, Vroom, Vroom.com. And everybody loves to say that. Vroom, 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 vroom. But it's the ticket. It really is to getting a car. I have more respect for Kim Kardashian today than I did yesterday.
Because she came out in support of our stance on skins, right?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, why then?
I found out that she gives 10% of the money that she makes to a church. Now, I don't know whether this is...
That's even better.
This may be funny business or it may be all on the up and up. The church was started by her mother. And so they have a 501c3. It could be a scam for her to keep her money or to give her mother money and doesn't have to pay taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are... she says it's called the Dream Foundation. Her mother has helped create a church... that's in Calabasas, in fact. You know what, Jennifer? I think we ought to go over some Sunday morning and go and see what this church is all about.
Okay.
The Life Change Community Church in Calabasas and the Dream Foundation, which supports it. The mother is Kris Jenner. So isn't that
Bruce Jenner's wife.
Wife, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Bruce Jenner is not the father, though, to the Kardashians.
No, he's the stepfather. Although they have two kids together, Kris and Bruce.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so do you think this is worthwhile?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the church is all about, but it's great if it's a legitimate thing. That's awesome.
I just think if it is, fine. Otherwise, we've exposed something that needed to be exposed. Coming up on 10 past the hour, as I said, we're talking a lot today about health care and what's going to happen, what's the next step. In a moment, we'll meet Susan Turnbull, who's been pretty active in lots of political circles. She supported the Patient Protection and Care Act. We'll find out where it goes next and how it affects you and what maybe can be done because it's going to be modified. How much it'll get modified, I guess that remains to be seen. But is it a good idea? Yeah. Even people that supported it think that there are things. The president even said, okay, there are some things that need to be cleaned up. The only thing that bugs me about acknowledging that is that these so often these bills that are passed by people who never read them, and then afterwards they say, okay, well, if there are problems, we'll fix them. Well, in the meantime, what happens is people are trying to enact stuff. There are more regulations to get enacted than you have to. Why not get it right the first time? Always the question I ask. Maybe we'll put that question to Susan Turnbull when she joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. For only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
14 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and Susan Turnbull, who is the chairperson of the Maryland Democratic Party and been an activist in a lot of different ways and as such is familiar with what it took to get the health care bill passed, the Patient Protection and Care Act. Susan, nice to have you here on Good Day.
Great to be with you.
So the essence of what's going on now, people are trying to figure out on both sides of the aisle. This is not a political program, so the focus of what we're here for isn't to beat anybody up with the good guys and the bad guys because all that stuff doesn't get us anywhere anyway. What I'm more interested
in... Well, it's the year of civility.
Yeah, so. It is. Well, let's hope that it'll continue beyond the year that we're in. Families USA interested in... working with people to provide the necessary, I guess, insurance. I always have referred to this as the insurance bill, not the Patient Protection and Care Act, but the redoing of the insurance companies, and companies are plural, and the way to get insurance. There are a lot of things that seem strange. A lot of stuff got into the bill that is pretty controversial, and maybe it'll get fixed. But the bottom line, there are two things with me. One, making insurance available to people who ought to have it. I think that's a great thing. One of the things I was disappointed in the debate and subsequent bill, the lack of a focus on prevention. And so I wonder how we can get that into the discussion.
It's really interesting because, in fact, as far as prevention is concerned, there is more in the bill for seniors in prevention than any place else.
Really? I missed that.
And I actually, it's interesting because I was just reading this this morning. For people who are listening, they could go to a website that the government actually has put out on the health care bill. And what it is www.healthcare.gov. It was launched last July, and there are provisions on there that talk about understanding the new law. And one of the provisions, portions explains that it's strengthening Medicare by allowing seniors to get to actually take additional preventive health care services so that they can get, starting in January, there's a yearly wellness exam. Now, when people turn 65 and enter Medicare, they can have a physical exam that's welcome to Medicare. But now you can do this again. It's a one-time review of your health as well as education and counseling about preventive health care.
Did this get to the controversy of the so-called death squads that everybody's worried about? Was this the counseling that people were talking about?
I don't actually think this had anything to do with that. I think this is really just an additional, here, this is how you can take care of yourself.
All right, so this
are things to watch about.
Makes good sense. But by the time we get to be seniors, for some it's too late. It's a good idea and ought to be something that's encouraged. But how about doing the same thing for people of all ages?
Right, right. I mean, this is about primarily for people who are covered by, this is covered
Medicare.
For people by Medicare.
Right.
I mean, they also added, not only for seniors but others, tobacco use, cessation, counseling, so that obviously we all have learned over the years that that tobacco use has so many related illnesses, and so that's a good thing.
You like to think that there's a more prevalent use of common sense here than there is. And when you look around, I was stuck in a snowstorm in Washington last night. That's why I'm not over, actually, in the facility. And I was watching in one place, there was a guy who was so fat that his pants were falling off. He was pushing a car down the street, his pants were falling off. And I think to myself, why doesn't this guy get it? He was maybe 28, 29 years of age. And I don't think the government ought to be the precursor to this. It ought to be something that comes the value, whether it comes out of school, maybe that's part of government focus on this. But it's shocking, Susan, that people are as distant from reality as they are.
Exactly. And the preventive health care is really an answer in so many things.
Mm-hmm.
What the bill is saying is that in certain places, if your family is going to be eligible for some more services without any additional cost, meaning you don't have a copayment. These are things like blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol tests, some cancer screenings, including mammograms and colonoscopies, counseling on things just like losing
weight. Have to be. All right. So this is a good thing to know. Folks, I didn't know this, so you probably didn't either. Healthcare.gov.
Right.
Check that out as for seniors area, but there's probably a lot of information for everybody there.
For everybody there.
Susan, thank you. Susan Turnbull is the chairperson of the Democratic Maryland Democratic Party, involved in a lot of the behind-the-scenes workings with this sort of thing. 21 after on Good Day.
Oh. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
As directed.
Trying to figure this out here. Jennifer Love Hewitt has been ridiculed because she, what, doesn't have a good body?
Because she's a huge size 2.
Right. She's huge in the right places, you mean?
She's got a great body. She's got big, you know, tatas, and then everything else is pretty small.
What's a you know tata? Huh.
A you know tata? You know tatas.
You know tatas.
Bo no tata.
Bo no tatas.
I think.
Boobies.
Come join us, Doug Steffens, good day.
American Idol, Season 2, Paragraph 3, Episode 3. The Wednesday night American Idol trip to Hollywood. Well, this is the Hollywood Express. If they get through this level, then you get on to Hollywood. One of the performers last night was Camille Anthony.
I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Papa, paparazzi.
It was terrible.
What was terrible?
Pitch, tone, sound, everything about singing.
No.
Really? Never. If Gaga were here, she'd run out of the room screaming, what have I done? Ah!
All right, next up. Keep going. Naomi Adepo. Is that how you pronounce her name? A-D-E.
Naomi
Adepo. Adepo. All right, here she sings For All We Know.
For all we know, this may only be a dream.
Sounds nice.
We come
I think, Jennifer.
And we go like the ripples.
Sounds like so many of the same.
Yeah, she's got a nice tone.
Yeah.
So love me. Love me tonight.
I can sing like this. I wanted to.
Boy, that's a picture.
Was made for some.
Okay. All right, the judges apparently liked her. Next up, Jovan Raymond singing or trying to sing.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still cheating from the black. I used to have a little, now I got a lot. It doesn't matter where I go, where I come from.
That's going to be me right now, the heartless woman.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh. A little bold. Okay, Jeremy. Oh, I'm sorry.
Just to explain, Doug, she was singing one of J-Lo's songs about J-Lo.
Right.
Jenny from the Block.
Yeah, but she was referring to something that probably she hasn't, Jennifer doesn't have.
Right.
Okay. Jerome Bell singing Let's Get It On.
I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold back this feeling for so long.
That's a sad.
And if you feel like I feel,
bad,
baby,
but he's a breather.
Hi, Richie.
It's not bad, but it's not good.
No. All right, here's this 15-year-old.
Let's get it on.
God, I wanted to hear that.
You want to hear that? Okay.
Yeah.
Saya Megia, I guess this is. I think that's how this is pronounced. Where'd Roberta go? Is she here? She was the one who watched this last night. Jennifer, you didn't see it. You didn't go home. I didn't see it. Richie didn't see it.
No.
Okay. We would have seen it if she'd had snowshoes on. Probably.
All right. You want to hear Saya Megia?
Saya Megia.
Should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements? Even if Philly is nowhere, or would it be a waste? Even if I knew my pace, should I leave it there? Should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements?
I love you. I think you're the total package.
Mm. Steven? I loved your voice. I thought I had a lot of character and all of that muster and smoke and heat, you know, down there. If you do this, would have been the place that, you know. Steven Tyler. So I'm just saying. Legend. I like you a lot. Tia, I say yes.
Jennifer?
I say yes, too.
I say yes. You got three yeses. Welcome to Hollywood.
All right, so Randy is the new Simon, right?
Yes.
Pretty much,
he's taking charge of things. Uh-huh. He's the leader of the gang.
He knows how it works.
Who's faithful, you and me. R-A-N-D-Y-Y. What's his last name?
Jackson.
Jackson.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. This year, many major cities will host winter events. So take the opportunity to look for off-season deals associated with these experiences. Winter in Los Angeles isn't always 76 degrees and sunny, but there are plenty of events to attract visitors. Dine LA is one of the largest restaurant weeks in the country, with three-course meals starting from just $16 a person. LA's Discover the Arts program gets you up to half off some of the largest cultural venues in the city. During the Santa Barbara Film Festival, restaurants are rolling out film and feast packages with priced fixed menus, and local hotels are discounting for the event. And of course, there's New York City's Winter Restaurant Week from late January through early February. And if you visit nycgo.com, you'll see a deal that knocks $75 off hotel bookings at the same time. But your best bet is to call by phone and ask a human being what deals they have that may be in conjunction with one of these local events. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely, be smart, get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Right now.
Watching the stream at gooddayshow.com will see me. I'm actually now on the red ball that Richie is always talking about that he sits on in order to shape up and firm his butt. I'm using it as I might have actually quite a nice butt, as Roberta would be happy to tell you.
But I don't know about...
What do you mean?
What you're sitting on. I'm not going to go there.
The big orange ball.
I'm sitting on a big orange ball.
Be quiet, Roberta.
Anybody that, a little discretion for a change from
Roberta. Look at how she stopped herself, though.
Yeah,
are you so proud?
Yeah, I'm very proud of her, yeah. She knew how to edit. Just like I started something with F yesterday and then stopped it just in time. At any rate, Rich has had this ball. A lot of people have commented on it because they can watch him. If you go to the stream at gooddayshow.com, you can see Richie in the studio. That's the control room. I'm on the other side of the glass this morning, and so he has just let me have his ball. He thought he would...
I can see you bouncing on it, looking down in your...
I was just going to pull Roberta's mic down.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Yeah.
But you can listen to a giggle and cackle.
I know she won't be able to do it.
No. What, she won't be able to control herself?
I'm being quiet. Yeah.
You're making me dizzy, Dougie.
I'm just glad it's red.
Well, you remember that song by The Circle? Red Rubber Ball?
Red Rubber Ball.
Right, exactly.
I think it's going to be all right.
So, but it's nice, isn't it?
That's over now.
I have a blue one of these at home on the farm. I wonder if
is your ball as big as my ball?
It is, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Right. But the thing is, if I'm
on
the... Does the microphone pick me up as if I was sitting still?
Can
you notice the difference?
Yeah, you sound fine. I usually don't bounce up and down, though, like you are.
Don't you? But isn't it better? Let's say you do it like this. If you do, this would probably be good for your hip. Al, what do you think?
That's what I do.
Like this?
I go back and forth and then forward and backward.
Well, it's great for the lymph, too.
The lymph nodes?
Yes.
You mean in your groin?
You're doing an internal wash of your lymphatic system.
Perfect.
You bounce like that.
I knew there was something
nice
about this. Yeah, right.
Who knew? You're
voice
a multitasker.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here before we get to the doctor. You know what you should do? Get Dr. Ken. Why don't we put the two of them together, Richie?
Okay.
See if we can find Dr. Ken. Dr. Jack Stockwell is the let's see, Ken is the more traditional of the doctors who advise us here on the Good Day program, and Jack is a fellow who has traditional experience. What are you coming? You're not going to take my ball away from me, all right?
No, I got to hold your camera.
Okay. You can't see me on the camera?
Did you see the look on Doug's face when he asked, you're not going to take my ball, are you?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so anyway,
don't.
Richie's got it all set. Now, what happens? You can see? I can't see this. I probably could. I know this is not necessary. What are you doing? He is now Jack.
Oh.
All right, so this
Hi,
is
Rich.
For the benefit of the people who want to understand what's going on. This will get a couple of 300-400 more listeners or viewers at Good Day Show. I have a pair of red boxer shorts.
Yeah, they don't look, Rich, that's not a good angle for the boxers.
Yeah.
So we're not going to know where your boxers end and the ball begins?
No, there. Yeah.
That's better.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, well, I had some of the equipment that I use, and in order to protect it, I wrap it around my underwear. So I had to get into my bag to get a couple of pieces of equipment out that we're using on the trip. And Richie's happy to grab in my – he sees these big red boxer shorts in there.
Very big.
And he wants to have everybody see my red boxer. Okay, so now you're all thrilled. Jack, are you watching this?
They're beautiful, although they look kind of big.
Why would you think that would be – difficult to imagine. I wear a pair of big boxer shorts. Why is that so hard for people
well,
to imagine?
Well, you're going to be in my office in a week. I'll get an exam then.
Right, exactly. I'm going to be in jail. This is my medical time. I'm going to Florida this afternoon for Ken to give me my physical there, and then I'm going to go see Jack next weekend. Actually, there are two reasons. I'm going to Denver next weekend to have my brain examined, and then from there I'm going to go over to Jack and have my neck and maybe my head adjusted. Depending on what comes out, it's all right. So, did you find Ken? Where's Ken? All right. Well, so stop fooling around and let's get to work here. This is the benefit of the audience doesn't care about all this silly stuff. The latest conversation that I had, as I focus on Families USA in their annual meeting, they were big pushers of the health care bill and some of the information that would be pertinent to you as underscored healthcare.gov is a website that I would recommend for you to go to. We've talked a lot about prevention. I did ask the lady who's just with us, Susan Turnbull, to address that, and she didn't really address it as much as I would might. Well, she talked about prevention when it came to how the health care bill serves seniors. But forget the health care bill. One of the things that we really, really, really have to be aware of or ought to be aware of, or if we aren't aware of it, there's something lacking, is what happens to us when we abuse ourselves. And you know what? You make choices. I've made a choice to do what I do in my life. You've made choices in your life to do what you do. And that's swell, as long as at the end of the day, I don't have to pay for how you screw yourself up. And I don't think that sounds self-serving or selfish, does it? Why should Roberta and Jennifer and Ken and Rich and Jack pay for you abusing yourself? That's not fair. It's not right. So in order, but I'm willing to go halfway, or maybe more than that, by having the, if the government's going to be involved in this stuff, let's have them involved in a way that will introduce this sort of thinking in every way possible. The school systems, you're going to send money to the school systems, whatever his new program is, I forget what he calls it, but there's some kind of a new program. How do we get people to think, and this is for Ken Took, who joins us, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here along with Dr. Jack Stockwell, presenting a preventative approach to people in their health care. Ken, you see people in your office every day who are testimony to people who have abused themselves. And, Jack, I guess you do, too, in a different way. How do we get people so that they don't – well, I want to put Jack out of business. I want to put Ken out of business. How do we do that?
Well, I'd love to have you do that. I could get home earlier. I'd have more time with my family. And you have to incentivize people to take better care of themselves. And there's no incentive for prevention in this health care plan. We've been talking about that for months.
Well, but there's an incentive to the individual. The hell with the government. The incentive for the individual is you live your life longer.
if you drive your car more safely, at least in Florida, you're going to pay a lot less for auto insurance.
Right.
Why shouldn't it be that way for health insurance? You smoke, you don't smoke, you stay down to ideal body weight. We learned from the CDC. That's why Americans are not living as long as everybody else. You eat a healthy diet. You watch your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your sugar, and you make certain goals. Why shouldn't your health insurance go down lower? Or you're obese, you live an unhealthy lifestyle, you want to eat what you want, pay a little more. But that's just not going to happen, or at least in this health policy.
All right, so how directly do both you and Ken,
different and it works.
Type of, a different kind of practice. Ken's a more traditional cardiologist in the Orlando area. Jack practices in Salt Lake City, and he's a chiropractor that expresses himself in the NUCCA method, N-U-C-C-A, if you want to look that up if you don't know about NUCCA. It's a wonderful way of dealing with these problems in your spinal cord, things that need to be addressed about how you walk and carry yourself and adjustments so that you'll live a better life that way. So how do we get to a point where in your practice you talk to people every day about how you fix the problem that you're fixing, that you, Ken, and you, Jack, are fixing?
An interesting question in the sense that there are many times I'll be taking care of a young mother who will bring her children in with her. And she'll ask me to check the children because all I need is a spine that's misaligned. Age doesn't mean anything. My youngest patient was 2 hours old. It couldn't breathe. But while I'm taking care of the mother will placate the children and calm them down by giving them little bags of candy. Of that sour chewable thing that those kids eat, or the goldfish or something like this. And I'll turn to the mother and I'll say, listen, you know, you're in your 30s and you've been around the block and you're kind of slim and trim. Do you know you're setting these kids up for diabetes by feeding them that?
Mm-hmm.
And they just give me a blank stare.
Yeah, they don't get it. So later on in life, they get diabetes, they have health and they have serious respiratory problems, and that leads them to have to go to see Ken. What's the youngest patient? I'm fascinated with this, and I don't think I've ever asked you this before, Ken. Youngest patient you've seen for heart disease in your career?
Well, in training, it was a newborn, but as an adult cardiologist, we limit our practice to 18 over because we know that children are not little adults, and it's a whole different specialty.
Oh, is it? So then you would typically see how many 18-year-olds, 24-year-olds, 30-year-olds versus 40-year-olds, 50, 60, 70, 80-year-olds?
Well, heart disease as a teenager and as a young 20-year-old usually doesn't occur unless you're born with it or you're using drugs that you shouldn't be using.
Really?
So it'd be congenital, but what I guess Doug is asking, what's the earliest you've ever seen somebody kill themselves, basically, and give themselves heart disease by the way they treat their bodies?
Teenagers, when they're taking cocaine,
that brings on
a heart attack.
Yeah.
Another thing here with what Dr. Ken is saying is some interesting studies were done a couple of decades ago with gangbangers in L.A. And these guys, of course, the cause of death was bullets in the head and bullets in the chest. But some of them, they would do
those
some
things are almost always
anyway.
Terminal.
Yeah, they would do autopsies anyway, and they found an incredible amount of atherosclerosis going on in pre-21-year-old young men because all they were eating was junk food as gangbangers as early as 18, 17, 16 years old. They were already having clogged cardiac vessels.
That's a good point. As early as the Korean War, we've seen in 20-year-olds atherosclerosis plaquing in the circulation. And, yes, you watch your weight, your diet, your sugar, your blood pressure. These will all bring on atherosclerosis plaquing in the circulation in 20-year-olds and maybe even teenagers.
All right. In a moment, I'd like Jack to stay. Ken has some things in his research that I want to get both of you, actually, to talk about. Ken has the results of the research, and then we'll get a two-way going back and forth. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Why do I always do that?
It's Dr. Jack?
I say Dr. Jock. For whatever the reason, I do that all the time. Dr. Jack, I'm distracted.
You're dyslexic, not?
No.
You want me to take your
I got
your
my red
shorts?
Underwear yeah. sitting right in front of my face here. It's a little
yeah.
bit distracting.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Ken and Jack back in a moment with more about your medical health and well-being here on Good Day. It's 15 before the hour.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
It's 14 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken, brought to you in part by the folks who are responsible for making and sending to you Digestive Advantage. There are 3 or 4 different kinds of Digestive Advantage. The benefits of probiotics underscored. We have talked about this, the product, this Sustenex, Ken, which has done so many people so much good. Now, enhance. We talk about the enzymes, how helpful they are, the probiotics, how they get the digestive system. It's something that actually Jack and I talk about all the time. Digestive Advantage has these special probiotics that are unlike others. In what way, Ken?
Well, these probiotics have natural armor on them, Doug. They are coated naturally, but biologically, so they survive the acidic environment of the stomach, so they make it out into the small intestines where they need to act to improve the immune system so that you can fight all these bugs that are out there, and also make the digestive system work better, so all those hard-to-treat symptoms, the doctors can't find any anatomic reasons for them, the Digestive Advantage will help them. There's lactose defense formula, gas defense, daily constipation formula, and intensive bowel support if you have all of these symptoms and the doctor can't do anything about them.
Studies have shown that these special probiotics not only defend against the issues Ken was just talking about, but they boost your immune system. You need that to guard against the flu, the colds this time of year, all of that ugly stuff. So get a 30-day supply, cost less than $10 at Walgreens or Target or CVS, Rite Aid, wherever drugs are sold. Digestive Advantage, a product that certainly is worth your usage and consideration. All right. So we're talking about all these things with regard to obesity and life expectancy. We have a couple of things today, including what happens in the winter time to those who are obese or what may contribute to making you obese, Ken.
Out of the medical journal Obesity Reviews, Doug, warm homes in the winter may contribute to this obesity epidemic. It's hard to keep the warm home in Florida as the temperature goes down to the 40s. We're not used to this, but up north where you are, I'm sure it's a lot colder. But you want to make sure that you don't let that thermometer get above 74.
All right, so I love 64. Most people, you ought to keep your heat in the house around 64. Jack, where do you keep the temperature in your house? Cold out in Salt Lake City.
68.
68, yeah. You got to keep it under 70. Okay. Now, related items here, smoking and obesity together, the things we're talking about, what do we do to prevent them? Well, what they're doing is not news in the sense that they're cutting our life expectancy. I think the number went down by 4 months, didn't it? Now, instead of continuing to progress, it was for men and women an average of 79.4 years. Now, I think it's down to 78.9 or something, Ken?
Well, they're spinning this data to make us not look so good, but there may be some good validity to it. Out of the National Research Council, that our life expectancy is falling behind some other countries. Definitely smoking and obesity are behind it, but I think the use of non-prescribed drugs are definitely behind it. You know, we can talk about diet and exercise. Definitely they're important. But, you know, what I see is just a lot of obesity. I see a lot of people abusing themselves with things they shouldn't be putting in their bodies.
All right. And then with the neck cancer story, tied to oral sex. This is something that people thought about with regard to Michael Michael Douglas.
Well, there's been a worrisome uptick in the incidence of certain head and neck cancers among middle-aged and even younger Americans, Doug. And the feeling is that this is linked to the human papillomavirus, the HPV. And this can trigger some of these cancers, and it's spread, unfortunately, by oral sex.
Jack, when you have a neck cancer, a friend of mine died a few weeks ago, had a neck cancer, but it came from other cancers in his system. Can you, with adjusting the neck, can you create a situation where you could prevent these sort of things? Or is there a relationship?
Well, one of the net effects of what I do is increase circular or vascular
blood
circulation.
Yeah, right.
And not, you know, throughout the whole body, let alone the neck. If I see somebody with cancer, they're going to get referred right away.
All right. Jack Stockwell, Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day at 51 past the hour. Thank you, gentlemen.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Delphonics.
Yeah.
It's from the film Jackie Brown with Pam Grier, Samuel L. Jackson, Michael Keaton, Robert De Niro, Bridget Fonda. Bridget Fonda is 47. My God. Her birthday is today. Didn't I blow your mind this time? I was trying to remember who else was in this. Pam Grier was married to Rosie Grier. Remember him? Big football player.
Yep.
And she set a path on her own. She played, didn't she, Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments on the Air on the Good Day program. Didn't Pam Grier play sort of a woman's version of Shaft in a movie? Do I remember that? What was it called? Shaftette?
Shaftette. She did a whole slew of B-movies in the 70s.
That wasn't the Jackie Brown series?
You know, well, she did Jackie Brown. That was sort of her big screen career comeback. But I got to think of some of the titles. She did a whole bunch of them in the 70s. They're really not really good movies, but you know, sort of like Death Wish movies where, you know, revenge thrillers where somebody did bad to her. She went out and killed a bunch of people.
Right.
She did a whole bunch of those type films.
Yeah, and Samuel L. Jackson has never seen a script that he didn't want to get involved in one way or the other. All right, so Chuck Curry
is... You know what's funny? The name Rosie Grier, remember the TV movie which has maintained a huge cult status? Rosie Grier and Ray Milland, the man with two heads, where they you ever see that?
I remember seeing a poster for it it seems to me, if I'm thinking about the same movie that you are.
Yeah, they what they did is they put them together in one suit in there, and they supposedly had were attached at the body. It's a really silly movie, but it's gained cult status over the years.
All right, so you're one of the things, as I'm sitting here listening to this, I'm thinking about a way to enhance your web presence, Chuck. Can I help you out with that? Listen to me give advice to somebody about the web. Although we've seen this happen both on the Good Day website and on the Eastley Farm website, getting more Facebook presence. I'll bet you that if you put maybe once a week, you put a poster, Chuck's blog and his website is Entertainment Today and Beyond. So if you were able to put a couple of these posters every week, people would go back to your site all the time. I want to see some of these old posters. There must be a place to get them and drag them over and put them on your Facebook page.
Sure.
How about that for an idea, Richie? Pretty good. Thumbs
up,
huh?
The web entrepreneur this morning.
That's me. Right. All right. Here's a good movie that stars some of our better actors. 1, 2, 3, 4 at least. One of them turned 71 today, good character actor. See if you can identify the movie from which this sound is derived.
I talked to Civil Defense. They said if you and I got married, we'd be family, and I could get you in.
Well, what about my parents? They're not your family. I'm the famous Leo Biederman, and I haven't used my fame for anything. But I got them to let your family go, too.
All right, that should give it away. Hear that name? Does that give it away for you, Tucker?
I know it, yeah. I like the movie a lot.
Yeah, it's a good movie. 800-510-8255. Know the name of the movie? Want to win a prize? Never won before in Movie Moments? Listen to these clues, then call us at 800-510-TALK with the name of the movie. First one in gets the prize. Here's the next clue.
If we can get the remaining bombs in that vent, there shouldn't be anything left of that comet bigger than a suitcase.
No. We're supposed to keep out on the surface once we've gotten down there.
We don't.
Hey, look at the bright side. We'll all have high schools named after us.
Yeah. That was Inside.
Yeah.
On the way. And there were two movies came out in May of that year.
So that's the hard part of this. Which one is it?
Right. Exactly. Well, that last voice, you ought to use that to figure it out. Okay, here's the last impactful.
The wave hit Europe and Africa, too. Millions were lost. Countless more left homeless. But the waters receded.
All right.
Now, the question will be, is of all the calls we get, which one will get more? Who will guess which the most?
Yeah. Well, we'll find out.
Whether it'll be the right one.
800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Chucker has some movie news for us today.
Okay, Doug. Will Smith's production company will team up with Jay-Z's to remake the musical Annie. You ask yourself, why will he use as a starring vehicle for Will Smith's daughter, Willow? He's gone this route before last year with the remake of The Karate Kid.
Which was good.
A good film and made a boatload of money for his son, Jaden. Other news, Warner Brothers looking to do a slew of remakes. They include 73's Westworld, which I think is a good idea. I'd like to see Russell Crowe win for Yul Brynner as the gunslinger. I think that'd be good casting. They're going to remake Oh God. I'd like to see Jack Nicholson in for George Burns. I think that'd be interesting casting. The Wild Bunch, and believe it or not, they're going to remake Lethal Weapon without Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, which I think is insane.
What's the point of that? That's stupid.
They like the franchise. They want to keep it going.
Stupid. It's stupid.
Glover won't do it.
All right. All right. Here's Alyssa in Grand Rapids. Hi, Alyssa. What's the name of the movie?
Deep Impact.
Morgan Freeman, T. Leone, Elijah Wood, Robert Duvall, and James Cromwell, who's 71 today. Good job, Alyssa. Thank you.